From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, June 16th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Modern Pest Services, committed to offering eco-friendly pest control solutions. Learn more at modernpest.com.
The state CDC is reporting 9 more cases of COVID-19 since yesterday. That's the lowest one-day total in weeks. 101 Mainers have died from COVID-19. Requests for absentee ballots in Maine's July primary are already over 71,000. That's double the number from 2 years ago when both major parties had primary elections in the race for governor. Mal Leary has more.
Secretary of State Matt Dunlap says his office may have to have more absentee ballots printed, as demand has exceeded his initial estimates.
There is a pandemic, and we've been strongly encouraging folks, along with several of the other major nonprofits like the AARP and League of Women Voters, have all been encouraging and urging people to make use of the absentee ballot.
Dunlap says with Democrats having a primary in the U.S. Senate race and Republicans a primary in the 2nd Congressional District, partisan groups are also urging use of absentee ballots. He says absentee voting has been on the rise over the years, and 2020 could well set a record in both the primary and fall general election. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
A request by Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane to purchase riot gear for his department drew public opposition during a virtual meeting of the county commissioners today. More than 60 people tuned in for a 3-hour forum, which was at times testy, even though the request had been removed from the agenda. While some speakers said they appreciated how hard a job policing is, the department's request for helmets, batons, and gloves lacked public support. Kiera Liu said she does not think it's necessary.
We've had super peaceful protests, and the police in Ellsworth at the protests that I've attended have been supportive of our First Amendment rights, and I think that that's all we need here in this community. We don't need riot gear. I think that would only further increase distrust with the police.
Hancock County Administrator Scott Adkins says he is gathering the comments that have been received, and that the riot gear request will not be considered without a serious review and public hearing. In weather tonight, clear and cool with lows in the mid-40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with some afternoon clouds in the north and mountains and highs in the low 70s to mid-80s. When the coronavirus hit Maine, it was just before the prime wedding season. Weddings and related tourism contribute nearly $1 billion to the state economy, but the wedding business this season has mostly evaporated, as many couples have either canceled or postponed their plans. Some couples, though, have decided to move forward, opting for micro-weddings or mini-monies. Patty White has more on how couples and the state's wedding industry are adapting.
Like many couples, Anna and Adam Gardner of Falmouth have a video of their wedding. But it's not the typical highly produced blend of images and sounds from the big day. It's a live stream.
Can you do it on camera? Yeah.
The camera is rolling well before things get underway. Family members wearing masks walk in and out of the frame, sometimes turning to face the camera and wave.
But our family had fun with the live stream before it started.
Yep.
This isn't what Anna and Adam had originally planned for their mid-May wedding, when the coronavirus ushered in restrictions on gatherings and quarantine requirements for out-of-state visitors. The couple drastically pared down their guest list to just parents and siblings. It shrunk from 120 to 17. They scrapped their church ceremony and Oceanside reception venue for a friend of a friend's furnished barn. And instead of the usual worries about decorating details, they had to figure out how to limit who touched their wedding rings.
Part of it was thinking of our officiant, and even he said, okay, so we don't want like the maid of honor holding the rings and then passing them to me, and then I pass them to you, because then that sort of defeats the purpose of socially distancing.
You'll take this ring.
Their solution, put the rings in a bowl. Then there was dinner, which presented another dilemma.
It was sort of framed around, okay, how can we have everyone there to get married and then get everyone out so that they're not all around each other for too long?
The caterer was already planning to package meals in individual containers. Adam and Anna decided it would be best if their families just took their meals home while the two of them stayed behind for an intimate dinner. These are the kinds of quandaries that marrying couples now have to confront. It's even spawned a Facebook group called the COVID Brides of Maine.
Weddings and uncertainty don't mix.
Lee Doran of Scarborough-based Nadra Photography says everyone involved with the wedding industry is trying to adapt, but it's tough to pivot in a sector that typically entails months of planning. And 2020 had been shaping up to be a banner year, she says, largely because of the number itself. Its repeating digits sound nice, and it's easy to remember.
This was one of those funny years where couples just love to get married and love to have that date on their wedding album.
But Doran says 90% of clients have either postponed or canceled. At least with postponements, she can expect a busy season next year. But making it till then poses a challenge. Angela Bucher, the owner of Fairytale Gardens and Weddings in Madison, says her business has dropped by more than half.
I'm walking around the property today looking at how beautiful the gardens are, and we're sitting here waiting for a wedding. And normally this time of year, there are, you know, so many happy people coming and decorating, and it's just, it's been sad.
To entice couples to keep their wedding dates, Bucher is offering outdoor dining at no extra cost. She's also allowing larger parties, which she'll consider several groups of 50, the state's size limit on gatherings.
You know, I'm at the end of my rope. And if we don't do something, I'm going to be out of business anyways.
Others, like Portland-based wedding planner Anna Pascal, are promoting smaller micro-weddings, which usually have about 50 guests.
I have actually received a fair amount of inquiries and kind of interest around those.
Pascal is hoping these smaller ceremonies will fill the void left by canceled weddings. And in planning them, she says there are entirely new kinds of details to sort through.
I have clients that are, you know, customizing wedding masks with their monogram on them and putting them in their welcome bags for guests. So I'm sure we will see more of that.
And some couples are opting for events that are even smaller than micro weddings. Buxton-based photographer Caitlin Mallett says she had started to specialize in elopements even before COVID-19. This season especially, she says, they're suited for a marry now, party later approach. And they're not the runaway and secret nuptials from the past. Mallett says they're more intimate, fewer than 20 people, and often more meaningful.
They're just so much less stressful, and there's not so much pressure and obligation to get back to your guests and all of these timelines.
Which brings us back to Anna and Adam Gardner, the couple who whittled their guest list of 120 down to 17.
This turned out to be much more our style.
Between the cozy barn setting and the relaxed pace of the day. Plus, they say they were able to invite far more people to witness their wedding, thanks to the live stream.
If you'll face each other and hold hands.
Honestly, I think it's the way to go to do a small wedding, and then if you are like us, wanting like a celebration to do it later, I would do it again. I would do it again even if COVID wasn't happening.
Yeah.
It's a lot less stressful.
And everyone, it's my pleasure to be the very first to introduce to you Adam and Anna Gardner.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation with Senator Angus King. I'm Nora Flaherty.